Hello, what's up guys? Saman from Peso Smart PH here. Welcome sa panibagong episode. Shout out to all the podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, let's talk about To Go Group Incorporated. So, itong nakita nyong, or kung napansin nyo, itong price movement or price action ng To Go. Medyo erratic, no? And somewhat unreasonable if hindi nyo alam kung ano yung reason behind this move. So, from Feb 23, nagtitrade lang siya around 6 pesos to 7 pesos per share. And then, bigla na siyang umakit ngayon to around 14.22. So, yan yung current market price today since active na yung trading. So, umakit siya ng around 10% noong 27, Feb 28, 17%, and then noong March 2, nasa 19%. Then March 3, 6.79%. Then balik tayo yesterday, nasa 22.51%. Ngayon, medyo bumagsak na siya ng konti ng 0.28% lang. So in this video, let's explain kung bakit nagkaganito yung price ng To Go stocks. And if you check, medyo stagnant na yung prices niya for quite a long time. So from the pandemic, pumagsak siya ng around 3.3. Then actually, kumita rin kayo no, kung nakabalik kayo at that price point. Then nagbenta kayo ng around 7 to 6 pesos per share. Problem kasi dito, hindi kumikita yung To Go since like, I think ever since. Like, bira sila mag-post ng revenue. And lalo na apektuhan yung income nila because of the pandemic. Then yung all-time high niya from 2017 was around 30.90 pesos per share. I'm not sure kung anong nag-cause nitong run na to pataas, but I mean probably nagkaroon ng magandang news about the company. Probably nag-post sila ng magandang earnings for that quarter, but yeah, I wasn't able to research that. And yeah, hindi naman yun ganun ka halaga din. Pinapakita ko lang sa inyo yung kumbaga trend nung stock ever since 2017 after nung bull run niya pataas and then eventually naging bearish na. Then ngayon, bullish na siya ulit, but not really for long. Itong papakita ko sa inyo lahat to nasa PSE Edge lang, nasa company disclosures. So let's start off with the first one. Ito yung una. So mergers and consolidations. So dated to Feb 28. So ito yung subject ng disclosure. Internal restructuring by way of merger of To Go Group Incorporated and its wholly owned subsidiary Special Container and Value Added Services Incorporated or SCVASI with To Go as surviving entity. Please be advised that the board of directors of To Go held today, Feb 22, approved the merger of To Go and its wholly owned subsidiary, SCVASI with To Go as a surviving entity. So, ibig sabihin yung To Go, yung matitira, mawala na yung SCVASI. Subject to the termination of the final terms of the merger. Then ito, yung rationale. So, tax efficiencies and savings yung reason nila kung bakit sila mag-merge. And then ito, material information and transactions from Feb 28 as well. So, tender offer by SM Investments Corporation. Per the disclosure of SM Investments Corporation or SMIC, the board of directors of SMIC approved today, Feb 28, its conduct of a tender offer for up to 378,817,279 common shares constituting 15.39% of the issued and outstanding common capital stock of To Go, subject to an independent third-party fairness opinion. So, if you can recall previously na nag-tender offer din yung Pepsi. And I owned stocks of Pepsi at that time. And syempre, tinanggap ko yung tender offer kasi nga, i-delist na siya yung stock ng Pepsi at that time. So, doesn't really make sense not to accept the tender offer. So, nangyari kasi ito kapag merong ganito mga merger or magre-restructure yung company. Or sometimes gusto nilang hindi na sila maging public company ulit. Gusto nilang maging private na business. So yun yung mga reasons, and let's explore further kung ano ba and ano bang ibig sabihin ng tender offer. So yan, basically yung tender offer is a bid to purchase some or all of shareholder stock in a corporation. Tender offers are typically made publicly and invite shareholders to sell their shares for a specified price and within a particular window of time. The price offered is usually at a premium to the market price and is often contingent upon a minimum or a maximum number of shares sold. This is one reason kung bakit tumaas ng sobra yung stock price currently nang to go. Kasi nagbigay na ng tender offer price yung SMIC. So to tender is to invite bids for a project or accept a formal offer such as a takeover bid. So isang reason din yan kung bakit nagkakaroon ng mga tender offer. So sometimes nagkakaroon ng takeover yung ibang company dun sa isang public company. Sometimes meron ding hostile takeover, ibig sabihin ayaw nung tinitakeover na company na itakeover sila nung mas malaking company. And an exchange offer is a specialized type of tender offer in which securities or other non-cash alternatives are offered in exchange for shares. Then, key takeaways. Same lang naman. In the case of a takeover attempt, the tender may be conditional on the prospective buyer being able to obtain a certain amount of shares, such as a sufficient number of shares to constitute a controlling interest in the company. So yun nga, Feb 28 ulit ito, nagkaroon ng voluntary trading halt yung stocks ng to go. So ito yung request nila for voluntary trading suspension. The Board of Directors of SM Investments Corporation approved today, Feb 28, its conduct of tender offer for up to, well, same lang din pala ito din sa background the description ng disclosure previously na tinakil natin. But yeah, ito basically yung kanilang request for voluntary trading halt and notice na rin sa investing public, sabi nga dito. So this request is to allow the investing public equal access to and consideration of this information. So ito, ano nga bang ibig sabihin ng trading halt? So in the most basic sense, hindi pwedeng i-trade, hindi pwedeng i-buy or i-sell yung stocks or yung security na hinalt yung trading. So, a trading halt is a temporary suspension of trading for a particular security. So, yung keyword doon is temporary. So, ibabalik ulit siya or pwede pa siyang ibalik ulit. Or securities at one exchange or across numerous exchanges. Trading can be halted in anticipation of a news announcement to correct an order imbalance or a result of a technical glitch due to a regulatory concerns or because the price of the security or an index has moved rapidly enough to trigger a halt based on exchange rules. So sometimes ikaroon ng trading halt, yung tinatawag natin na circuit breaker. So for example, sobrang nag-dump yung isang stock price. I think may percentage yan. Pero nasa 10, 20% I think or 15% yung circuit breaker para ma-trigger yung circuit breaker. And nangyari yun actually nung 2020. Kasi free fall lang yung stock market. So nag-impose sila ng mga circuit breakers. So nag-trigger I think ilang beses nung isang trading day na yun, nung March 19, 2020. I think 4 or 5 times nag-trigger. Kasi nagkakaroon ng parang recess. So, mag-halt muna yung trading for around 15, 20, or 30 minutes. I can't really remember. But yeah, after that, mag-resume na siya ulit. And then eventually, mag-nosedive ulit yung stock prices. So, yun lang naman basically yung trading halt. And then, next one is ito na. Voluntary delisting ng to-go. So, the Board of Directors of To-Go Group Incorporated at its special meeting held today, nung Feb 28 pa to, approved the voluntary delisting of To-Go shares from the main board of the Philippine Stock Exchange, or PSE, subject to the successful completion of the intended tender offer by SM Investments Corporation, compliance with other requirements of the PSC for voluntary delisting, and applicable regulations of the SEC. So Togo has requested for voluntary suspension of the trading of its shares at the PSC during the trading hours of March 1, 2023 to allow the investing public equal access to and consideration of this information. So yan, since nag-tender offer na ngayon SM, eventually tatanggalin na rin or i-delist na sa PSE yung stocks ng Togo. And then, refresher naman tayo. Ano ba ibig sabihin ng delisting and how does it work? So delisting occurs when a stock is removed from a stock exchange. Delisting usually means that a stock has failed to meet the requirements of the exchange. So ito. Ito ay rule sa mga stock market or stock exchanges ng United States. And then the consequences of delisting are significant and some companies strenuously avoid being delisted. Kasi mahirap ulit mag-list sa isang exchange. Like for example, di ba may mga free float level tayo na kailangan i-maintain. I believe nasa 10% if I'm not mistaken. Yung kailangan na free float level dun sa PSE para mag-stay kang listed or para pwede nga i-trade dun sa exchange. Ibig sabihin lang nun, dapat at least 10% yung ino-own ng public na shares ng company para isang requirement yun para malist ka and matrade ka dun sa PSE. So again, ito, madedelist na nga yung Togo. Kasi magkaroon na kumbaga ng panibagong management yung company and they want to sort of make it a private company again. Then ito, how do delistings work? Delistings occur when companies decide to delist their stock from exchanges in the move to privatize, yung sinabi ko kanina, maging private company na ulit, or simply move the over-the-counter market. So, pwedeng maging OTC na lang yung pagtitrade dun sa mga stocks. So, medyo mahirap to. Say, usually, yung mga big clients lang or may mga malaking capital na may access sa mga OTC trading or sometimes mga other financial institutions lang din. So, yung process ng delistings, either voluntary or forced. So, yung voluntary delisting occur when a company decides that it would like to purchase all of its shares or move to an OTC market while in full compliance with the exchanges. Usually, these are types of delistings that investors should carefully watch. And then, forced delistings occur when a company is forced to delist itself from an exchange because it fails to meet the listing requirements mandated by the exchange. So, yung sinasabi ko sa inyo ay na may mga free float level and then I think may mga revenue din yun or like number of employees, something like that. Typically, some companies are notified 30 days before being delisted. Share prices may plunge as a result since madelist na sila usually kapag forced delisting. Magbabagsak yung stock prices, mag-nosedive yung value ng stocks ng company na yan. And then lastly, ito yung voluntary trading suspension no March 6. Earlier today, March 6, SM Investments Corporation disclosed that its board of directors has approved the following. So, nag-set na sila ng tender offer price, which is 14 pesos and 64 centavos. That's why nag-hover na around 14 pesos per share yung current stock prices ng Togo. And based on the fairness valuation report prepared by BPI Capital Corporation, authorized by the PSE for the purpose, setting the tender offer period from March 15 up until April 28. And then setting the payment and settlement of tendered shares from May 2 to 10, 2023. For its tender offer for Togo shares. So, ang bilis to nung pag-settle ng payment for this particular tender offer. Kasi yung sa akin before sa Pepsi, I think after a month, tsaka ako nakuha yung half. Medyo weird nga yung terms na eh. Yung half nung pinagbentahan ng stocks ko. And then eventually after a couple of months pa, I think 6 months to almost a year pa, bago ko natanggap yung second half, which is very weird. But yeah, I mean, I still got my capital back and I earned some capital gains naman dun sa tender offer na yun. But yeah, medyo weird yan talaga kung bakit ganun katagal yung pag-settle ng second payment. So, Togo has requested for voluntary suspension of the trading of its shares at the PSE during all trading hours of March 6 to allow the investing public equal access to and consideration of this information. So now, let's go back dun sa charts. Kasi tingnan natin kung gaano ba talaga naapektuhan yung prices ng Togo on March 6. Well, no March 7 na pala. So no March, start pa ka lang, Feb 28. Kasi di ba nagbibigay na sila ng mga disclosures. So umakit na lang yung stock prices. Pero kung bumili ka pa dito, then it would have been a very good trade. Kasi March 6 sila nagsuspend. Then March 7, yesterday, nag-resume. So March 6 was Monday. Yeah, it was on Monday. So nabili ka pa last week. Kahit dito nga sa 10 pesos eh. Diba? Kita ka pa rin ng konti. Kasi after that, nag-close siya ng around 11.64. The next day, up ka ng 22.51%. So, could have been a very good trade kung sinusubaybayan niya itong Togo. And then ngayon, flat na lang siya. Nasa 14.22 pa rin naman. But yeah, nag-open siya ng 14.26 and then lowest 14.22. And currently, 14.22 pa rin siya nagtitrade. So yun guys, yun lang naman. Hopefully may natutunan kayo. End the natin episode here. And you know what to do. Like, comment, and subscribe. And always remember, be peso smart.